Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 4, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. And tonight we're doing a free public event called IFS. I forget the rest of the name, but we're doing IFS readings today. And not even readings. I'll be doing IFS therapy, or I should say more particularly IFS inspired therapy. I'm not an officially sanctioned IFS practitioner, but I've done it for a while and seem to be getting effective results from folks. So we've done this once before on Awakening Plus, and we're doing it again. However, this is the first time we've done it as a public meeting. So welcome to all you folks, whether you're members or not. So as always, we're going to start setting the sacred container. And I'm not sure it's necessary to bring us all into embodied awakening, since most of us will just be spectators tonight. So we'll just play that part by ear. So I always make a request as we start. One is please do only this, whether you're live or on the recording. Even though it's me mainly working with another person, you all are the space holders, and the quality of space you hold will affect what happens, whether you're live or on the recording. So I request that you just give your full attention to this as if you were in the room with me. The second request, if you have to leave before we close our sacred container, just ask the divine allies to ease you out gently, and that way your departure will not disrupt the energetic field we're all co-creating. So let's dive in and do this. So I invite you to close your eyes and just relax as I set the container. You're welcome to, if you feel energy moving in your body spontaneously, just feel that as your focus. If you don't feel that, just feel breath come and go. Either way, please stay passive and just let things run themselves. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty. So our container is set. Yeah, I'm feeling called to get right into the volunteers. So, don't volunteer yet. Give me a second. All right, members first. If you are a paid member of Awakening Plus, then if you would like to receive an IFS session in full view of everyone here, and it will go into our archives for members to access anytime, then first come, first served, unmute yourself, and we'll get it rolling. And again, you have to be able to interact with me verbally at least. So if you're on the live call and you're on Zoom, you can click the mic icon. If you're on a phone, star 6 will unmute you. And I'm shocked that no one has volunteered yet. I figure people would be chomping at the bit for this. I normally charge $180 to do this for a person.
Hello?
Hello. Joanne, hi.
Hi. I've done this before with you, so I wasn't going to volunteer unless another person showed up, but I'm willing if you would like.
Sure. Well, we had a long time there with no one showing up, so you're welcome to do it. Okay.
Okay.
But again, what's it, for those who are spectating or on the archive recording, it's not so critical who does it as just so they get a flavor of how IFS works. So if you don't mind, Joanne, I'll give just a brief overview of IFS generally. And so those who may not be familiar with this have at least a rough sense of what the heck we're doing here. So just in a nutshell, as briefly as I can explain it, IFS is a modality that's considered psychological, and it has been around for over 40 years. It is recognized by major psychological associations as having been scientifically proven effective in healing all sorts of various psychological ailments. It combines psychology and spirituality and shamanism. Basically, most of the process acts like a soul retrieval, working with a part of you that has split off and wounded and needs help. The basic worldview of internal family systems therapy, which was founded by Richard Schwartz, who continues to write books and promote it and be behind it, and which has spread hugely worldwide ever since the turn of the century. So IFS says a human is not just one personality. We have many sub-personalities within us, dozens of them. And this is true even of those of us who are really healthy and well-functioning. Multiple personality is just what we are as humans. And IFS calls these different aspects of us parts. So dozens of parts, some are doing great and some are burdened. And the idea is we want to keep all our parts. They're all important. They're all necessary. You wouldn't get rid of a part of you any more than you would cut off a finger. However, some parts get burdened. And then that usually happens because of a trauma that happens sometime in your life or in a past life even. And that part tends to separate out from the internal family. And it's all really stuck in the past, kind of reliving the trauma endlessly. And then what IFS allows you to do is go get to that trauma and work with it, unburden it, and reintegrate it back into the psyche, into the internal family system. And a shaman would say, as I said, the part that got, you know, detached would, that would be soul loss. And bringing it back would be considered a soul retrieval. IFS doesn't use that language, but having done those things as a shaman, it's the same thing, just done differently. Also what characterizes IFS, it's very gentle. It's very, non-demanding. As the facilitator, one never demands a part do anything. Things only work cooperatively. So it's a beautiful, harmonious kind of system. I have seen clients who've had, issues with something for decades. We literally healed in one session. Once that part was unburdened, the issue disappeared. Doesn't always happen that fast, but it can. Also, one critical component is there's a self with a capital S that's the center of IFS. That is the primary consciousness. It is not a part. It is, the closest correlate I can give it would be like your divine self, the part that is just pure being. However, it's not passive. It can go in and very actively do stuff. And the self is like the grand coordinator of all the parts, working with them, hopefully, skillfully, and helpfully, so that the parts get unburdened, so they come together. In the early stages of working with IFS, most people, it's all about therapy, and I've got a part that's giving me challenge. I want to use IFS to heal it and integrate it. After you work a little while, though, you can start working proactively and say, well, I've got these healthy parts, and they want to help me do stuff. And you can create like internal councils and committees of your parts. And activating a part can give you talents and skills you wouldn't normally have. So there's this amazing, obvious upside way of using it too. Although tonight, I'm sure we'll be focusing more on the therapeutic part. So that's just a very brief, concise overview of IFS. I notice there's been some typing in the chat. So let me see what's in there before we jump in. Joanne, so give me just a second to see what's been typed here. Non-member, I would love to receive if others aren't in front. Another non-member as well. There's three of them. So basically, we're going to, several. But again, the way you do that is once I'm done with Joanne, you'll unmute if there's no members in line. And again, it's only fair to me. Last time we did this, it was a private event for members only. But in making it public, I wanted people to be able to observe IFS. But I do want to still favor my members if any of those are showing up. So, Joanne, are you ready to?
Yes.
Okay. And I
yes.
ask that no one else unmute themselves, please. And I'm going to try something, Joanne. I'm going to not allow people to unmute themselves.
Good.
And so it's still you and me. So that should prevent any accidental unmuting or whatever. So Joanne.
Okay.
You've done this before. I don't need to give you as much explanation. So
right.
You already know what trauma you're going to work with today.
Yes, it's a trauma. It shows up in different aspects, but one way it shows up is there's a fear. There's a fear of me going to the doctor, and I mentioned this since childhood, this lifetime, and having needles, having dentists, give me a Novocaine, all the fear of around that. And I remember this may have started with my mother. If you don't wear your shoes, you're going to get sick and you're going to have to go to the doctor. If you eat that candy and you don't brush your teeth, you're going to get a cavity and you're going to have to go to the dentist. Okay. It was like a threat or a punishment or but there's trauma connected to it, because also the other thing is I was anemic and I always had to go and have my blood taken all the time, and my little sister also. So trauma was a nurse poking all your fingers and blood is running down your hands because they need to have a fresh vein or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it reappears really oddly. Like I'm watching an old period piece in France and they're bloodletting.
I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
The reason being,
well,
I don't actually need to know a lot of details.
Oh, okay, dear. So that,
basically,
however you put that into words, I guess it reappears as anytime I see blood and pain, it's like, ow.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So ironically or synchronistically, about 2 weeks ago, I worked with a person who was afraid of going to the dentist, and I dealt with that exactly. Uh-huh. So I'm all fresh on that exact topic.
Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't sure exactly what to tell you.
I'm going to invite you to relax and let me guide.
Okay.
So chill and follow my instructions and you'll do great. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So first, just take a breath and relax.
Okay. I think I should lay down here.
Any position where you're alert and comfortable is great.
Yeah. Okay.
You ready to begin?
Yes. As long as you can hear me.
I can hear you great. So I'm going to now actually I start my IFS sessions with the Embodied Awakening Invocation. So I'm going to invite everyone on this call to do it with us. So I'll be speaking. Actually, I'll just I will be speaking to Joanne, guiding her. But again, the invitation is for everyone else to do this also. You'll actually support her better the more awakened you are. So, Joanne, are you ready to do the Embodied Awakening Invocation solidly accompanied by lots of other people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, these instructions are for everyone, even though I'm directing them to you, Joanne. So I invite you to just start by feeling the energy in around you and your physical body. Start with your body, because you can feel that for sure. Just feel the physical body as it is, no changes. And then expand your awareness to include any energy you're aware of in or around you, the life force flowing in and around. Okay, so in a moment, we're going to call in Embodied Awakening, and I'll just briefly explain to any who are not aware of how this works. It's like your body is a car, and your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat, and your divine is going to drive. If your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, it can jump back over, grab the wheel anytime, and it's back in charge. So there's no risk, and it's all reversible in an instant. The benefits of Embodied Awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to think about stuff so much, you can just know what to do intuitively much more, and there's more bliss. Joanne, does all that sound okay?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to speak directly to the higher self, and we're going to say 8 words to it. Are you ready to repeat those words for me, Joanne?
Yes.
So here we go, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Now relax and just chill. So at this point, if you feel energy moving in your body, the divine coming in, just let that be your focus. If you have that energy awareness.
Yeah, I feel it.
If someone doesn't have that awareness, they can just feel breath come and go. Either is fine. Use the energy if you have it, if you have that awareness, otherwise just feel breath. Either way, you're completely passive, just allowing the energy to move itself. All you're doing is feeling what it's doing or feeling the breath. Some tips to have the best experience with Embodied Awakening Invocation. The recommendation is not to use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I also recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just anytime you realize your attention is anywhere but feeling, just bring it back to that feeling, energy or breath. If you get distracted, it's okay. Don't fight the distraction. Let it be as it is with no resistance. Treat the distraction as an uninvited guest, and you relax back into feeling energy or breath. If the distraction continues, that's okay. Let it do its thing in the background. You fight it, it'll get stronger. But just keep relaxing back into feeling energy or breath. And finally, learn how little effort is needed even to feel what you're feeling. So for a moment, let's all go to no effort at all. Just be. If it's zero effort, you still have that awareness of energy or breath. That's all you need. If you don't, add barely enough effort back to feel that. The idea being to use the least amount of effort that gets you that awareness. Still just letting energy or breath move however it wants to. And this can get you all the way to embodied awakening. And when that happens, 4 things are all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It's not mandatory to get all the way there. Even getting part of the way there is awesome. But just let the energy get you as awake as you can. So, Joanne, are you in Embodied Awakening?
Yes.
Are you ready to work?
Yes.
So we're working with the part of you that fears medical procedures. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So I'd like you to turn to your internal world. And Joanne, for the purpose of those auditing, I know we've done this once before, but I'm going to give explanations as if this was our first time. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Because you might have forgotten some of this.
Right.
So the internal world of IFS is like a shamanic journey. It's like a fantasy movie. Things in here, they might look like humans and they might not. Even if they're parts of you, they may look like fantasy creatures. They may look like balls of energy. Who knows what they'll look like? It may just be a feeling in the body. So however a part shows up is fine. As long as you have any awareness of it all, we can work with that. So just be open to whatever may show up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'd like you to turn to your internal world and call up all parts have to do with your fear of going to the doctor or dentist.
Okay. Do I say this out loud or just to myself?
It's up to you. Whatever communicates with the internal world, if you want to say it out loud, great. If you can think it, fine. It's totally your call to do that.
So I'm calling back all parts that pertain to this, having the medical procedures and being afraid.
Good. Now you relax and just observe, and you will notice parts as they come forward. There may be one, there may be more. So just let me know when you feel that a part is showing up in response to your request. What do you got?
Well, it's coming in like a warrior.
Good. Okay, great. So chances are really good that's a protector. And okay. IFS, there's two basic classes of parts, protectors and exiles. Mm-hmm. Exiles are wounded parts that are separated out. And the protectors are standing guard between them and the rest of the parts and self. And usually they're protecting the other parts from the wounded part, because that wounded part usually has a lot of pain. And it's mainly concerned with preventing that pain from overwhelming the rest of the system.
Okay.
Like the other way too, but it's usually protecting the system from the wounded part. So you've got a warrior. So what are you perceiving about the warrior? Any details about it you're
proposing? Yeah, it's like really the long time ago from the past kind of warrior. It's a man, and he's got like he almost looks like a giant, but he's like just a very big man, and he's got like a spear in his hand. His hair is kind of wild, like he looks like Neanderthal or something.
Wow.
Kind of wild looking, and I'm thinking he's wearing a skin. I'm not sure if it's a skin or a piece of leather or something. He's got a lot of skin of his own body showing, and he's barefoot, but he's got this spear, and he's he may have something in his hand, some kind of shield thing, but it's not like, it's like all very homemade kind of, it's like rustic. Sure. Like,
yeah, awesome. Okay. That's sufficient detail. What emotion are you feeling from the warrior? What's he feeling?
Let me see. The emotion, I mean, I could have been him. I mean, the emotion is I'm relating to him. Mm-hmm. At some level. I'm happy he's here.
Okay, now you're going in a different, I didn't ask how you were feeling toward him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What emotion is he radiating? What is?
Okay. I misunderstood. Okay, I'll go back. What emotion does he radiate?
Yeah.
He's just strength. Power. Emotion is helping emotion, like he's here to help.
Okay, so you're getting a positive emotional tone from him.
Yeah.
And what is your emotion toward him? What do you feel toward him as you observe it?
Well, he's kind of like a grandfather I never had. You know, he's like he feels like that kind of, like he's a big man, and whatever I would have a problem with, he could help me. You know, like that. It feels like that.
So I take it you're having a positive response to him.
Yes. He just looks odd. He's just like, wow. Like if a dinosaur was after me, he'd be the guy, you know?
Awesome. Okay, good. So, so you need to ask this guy a question.
Okay.
First ask, just ask him right up front, what are you afraid would happen if you stepped out of your protector role?
What are you afraid would happen if you stepped out of your protector role? The all those so-called townspeople, all his village people, mm-hmm. would gang up on him, and he'd have to go. They would tell him to get out. That you know, he'd have to go off on his own.
So he'd be exiled.
He would be exiled.
Okay, good.
If he didn't do the protecting.
Okay. All right. So.
Because that's his job.
Okay. Thank good. You. So the consequences if he doesn't. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So ask him if there is another part that he is sort of standing guard between that part and the rest of the internal family.
Is there a part of you that's standing in like in between the internal battle?
So basically ask him if he is acting as a protector between an exiled part and the rest of the internal family.
Okay. So are you, is there a part of you that's standing between the
not a part of him. He's a second part. Is there a different part that is standing between that other part and the rest of the family?
Okay. Wow. I'm like, my mind is mixing it. That's odd.
Okay. But try it again.
Okay. It's like I keep losing the thought. It's like I'm not being...
Try it once more.
Okay. Is there a protector part? You're going to have to repeat it. Honey, I can't.
I'm going to shift to directly addressing the part myself.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I'm now talking to the protector. This is big guardian. Okay. So, are you standing guard between another part that's wounded and the rest of the family system, and see if he'll give that answer to you.
Okay. Oh, like the courage of my family scenario. He's like protecting us like from like what other people would say if we showed weakness or something. Like, you know, you're supposed to be strong and have courage, and it would be a weakness if we showed anything. He has to protect us from that. Okay. It's kind of like that.
So ask him if the part he's protecting has shown weakness and is hiding away because of that.
Okay, so the part you're protecting has shown weakness. Yes, absolutely.
Good. Okay, so first, if you can, thank him for being that protector. Tell him you're really grateful for what he's done.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for your help, what you've done.
Tell him you believe you can bring healing to this part that he's kind of standing guard over, and ask him, would he be willing to step aside and let you work with that wounded part?
Okay. I believe that I can do this on my own, that I can bring healing to it. And would you be able to step aside and allow me to do that? He's looking at me like, are you nuts? Seriously, it's like big eyes, like what?
So that doesn't sound like he's agreeing, does it?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, so
he doesn't think I can do it.
Make another offer. Tell him just to be safe, he can stand very close.
Okay.
And if he thinks that you're in danger or the rest of the system's in danger, he can jump right back in and protect again. So he can jump in at a moment's notice if he feels things aren't going well. Ask him if he's willing to step aside under those circumstances.
Okay, so will you step aside if you can stand close by in case anything goes wrong and we need your help? Would you be willing to step aside now then? Yes, that's doable, yeah.
Well, thank him and ask him to please step aside now.
Thank you. Thank you, and please step aside now. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Whew. So, move past him, and you're moving toward this part that he was protecting and see if you can perceive it in any way as a being or a feeling or anything at all.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I should swear. I was seeing this awful looking heart, like it's been ripped. Wow. It's like a heart that's been ripped open.
Like a physical heart.
Yeah, a physical heart. It's like a big breathing heart, like you'd see it in a medical show or something, but yeah. It's a heart, but it's dead, right? It's a part, but it's been ripped open, like ripped savagely.
You're saying heart is dead? It's just a corpse of a heart?
Yeah, yeah. Like if you went to where they, got a dead body, they ripped the heart out.
All right, so I got it. So move toward the heart.
Okay.
And so let's assume that even though it appears to be dead, that we're able to communicate with it. Let's see if that works. Okay, this is the magical underworld and all kinds of things can happen. Okay.
Yeah.
So first, ask this part, this dead heart, may I please communicate with you and see if it gives that consent.
Heart, can I... May I please communicate with you? Yes. Yep.
So again, there's something there. It spoke. So it's not as dead as it seems. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So ask if it has a name it would like to be called.
Do you have a name? Maud.
Maud?
Yeah.
So Maud. That's-
Maud is an act. It's very bizarre, but Maud is a name from my family past. Maud was my uncle's mother's name.
Hmm. Okay.
Maud.
So there may be a connection with her. We'll see as we explore.
It's a very old name. Yeah.
So that's Maud. So ask Maud if it would be willing to allow you to help it heal.
Maud, would you be willing to help? It heal. Help it heal.
That,
yes.
Yeah, that's a yes. Okay, good. All right. So
it's like someone killed it and it was like out of the middle. Yeah.
Good.
It's not whole. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, good. Now, first ask Maud. First off, would you be willing to hug Maud? Even in its current condition in the inner world?
Would you be willing to hug Maud?
No, I'm asking you that, not Maud.
Yeah, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I don't think so. It's okay. Like, no.
So tell Maud that in order to help it heal, you would love to know the story of how it got to be like it is. And
okay,
Maud, they would be willing to share that story with you.
So Maud, would you be willing to share the story of how you got like that? She's crying. Yeah.
And ask her to just not overwhelm you while she does it.
Okay.
You know, you're willing to feel emotion, but you can't help her if you get overwhelmed. Okay.
Right. So savages. I don't know. Like savages, like maybe Indians or savages. Someone was like murdering her.
Okay.
And they basically ripped her heart out, like with like a knife, cutting it out. But like how she's saying, they like hurt. They ripped into me, and they tore out a big like a chunk out of it. And I can see that it's like a gouge in the center of it. It's like that. It looks gross. It looks really gross.
Okay.
It was painful. Obviously painful.
So yeah. Obviously, this did not happen to you in this lifetime.
I guess not. No, because
So ask Maud, are you from one of my past lives?
Am I supposed to ask that? Are you from
Maud, are you from one of my past lives?
Maud, are you from one of my past lives? Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. So just as
my God, my heart hurts right now. That's bizarre. My heart hurts.
Well, you're empathically feeling this. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you get overwhelmed, let me know. You've asked her not to do that, and hopefully she'll honor that.
Yeah. Okay.
So in formal teaching, IFS does not talk about working with past lives. In reality, it happens. Okay.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Ask Maud, is there anything more it wants to tell you about what happened to it? that wounded
Ma, her. Do you want to tell me anything more about what happened? She was like ganged up on, and she was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's like Indians or some kind of thing. And she was alone, and they were like, it was like a crime. They were meaning to kill her, but they were meaning to, I guess like an Indian, like they cut out, they scalp a person and they leave the scalp so they could see what happened, you know? Uh-huh. It's kind of like that. Okay. It's like, here, this is what we did to you. Like, and they probably left the heart on the table and then they left, right? She was alone and it was a crime of, it was a murder.
Do you have a sense this happened like the American Pioneer days?
Yes. Yeah, it feels like that. Because I keep seeing it's like Indians. And I feel like, and I also have it's all bizarre. But in this lifetime, I'm afraid of like tax and crap. It's like Indians because I've saw it. Anyway, I have a fear of that kind of stuff too.
Well, that would be a carryover from being this happening to you in a past life, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what happened. They like, they came into the house. She's alone and they like ravaged her basically and ripped, you know, that is, yeah. And okay. Yeah. And,
So somehow this ancient trauma has somehow translated into a fear of medical procedures because those are sharp things penetrating your body, like what happened with this murder, right?
Yeah. Like a knife or a hatchet or something.
So you can see the connection.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good. So now,
ask
Maud if she's complete with her story.
Are you complete with your story? Except that everything was covered in blood, and that's the vision. I can't stand the sight of a lot of blood.
Okay.
Because I can't stand it. I can't watch horror movies, all of that. It's all that icky blood, like a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And pain.
All right. So now ask Maud, is she now complete with the storytelling?
Are you now complete with the storytelling? Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to direct address Maud because this is a little bit complicated here. So,
okay.
So Maud, in a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to unburden your wounds. However, there's one step you can take before that if you want to, and that is to reimagine what happened to make it come out more like you wished. So just the reimagining of a terrible event happening in a better way can help to heal the trauma from it.
Mm.
So ask now, Maud heard me. So now you ask Maud, would you like to reimagine the story to make it come out better?
Would you like to reimagine the story turning out better? Yeah.
Okay.
She said, yes.
Okay. So let her go for that. And if you want to be there with her, helping her to reimagine it or just watching her do it, fine. So just let me know when she's done rewriting the story in the way that she would have preferred it to happen.
Okay. So she was not home alone. She had people there and they had a gun and they killed him.
Okay.
That's how she rewrote it.
Okay, good.
So she didn't get hurt. There were people there helping in the house that killed them.
And does she feel different now already, having just reimagined that?
Does she feel different already? She's smiling.
Like a style.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. So good.
Yes.
So that's called reconsolidation of memory. To take a memory, reimagine, put it back. It actually does change the memory of it from then on.
Oh.
It's a very malleable thing. Okay.
I got a headache. Wow, that's interesting.
Well, you know, we're clearing things. Okay. Now, tell her that she can now. We'll do this. Tell her now she has a chance to unburden her remaining pain. Tell her that much.
Now you have a chance to unburden all the pain.
And she can do this any way she wants, but it's really helpful to do it through the elements. Give it a
Okay. burning it up by this fire.
Oh, she's already chosen fire. Okay, good. I can see the rest of the instructions. So have her burned up and just let me know when she has burned every bit of it up.
Burned up all the pain. And is it pain and memories, just all the whole episode?
Whatever is weighing her down, she can burn it up.
Okay. So whatever weighs you down, you can burn it up. Okay. Wow. She threw gasoline on it. All right.
Yeah. Sometimes the process starts running itself. And if you get into it where it's just unfolding itself, you run with it. Don't wait for me.
Uh-huh. We used to have it on the farm, like a can of gasoline. And she just poured it on and it went poof.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So is the pain still burning?
Let me see. No, it's like done now. There was a little blue flame that went in it, but it's gone now. It's
So what's her emotional state now?
She feels relieved. Her emotion.
Okay, you froze it a bit.
I wouldn't say joy. She feels happy. She feels relieved for the most part. Beautiful. She feels like that.
So now ask her, would she now like to come rejoin the internal family and be part of that again?
Would you like to join the internal family and be a part of that again? Yeah, yes.
So she'll try it. And she can always step out if she doesn't like it. You know, But invite her to come into you and into your internal world and be rejoined with the other parts within you.
Okay, Maud, I invite you to come back and come into my internal world here and rejoin with the rest of the parts of me here.
And just let me know when you feel that she's on that.
Uh-huh. And be whole. And she wants to know if she'll be whole. Like her heart, her being will feel whole.
Yeah, and we're going to do more to help her do that in a moment.
Okay, because she says, I have a big hole here, she says.
Yeah, we're the easiest place to fill it is within you. Yeah.
Okay, so she's back.
Good.
Part of
So now, so now tell her, now that she's created all this space by releasing all that pain, she can now call in whatever she wants. She can call in energy, talent, skills, anything at all. So ask her, what would she like to fill herself with now?
What would you like to fill yourself with? Blessings.
All right.
Blessing.
So I want you to imagine blessings pouring down from above into her and just saturating her. And let me know when she's all filled up with those blessings.
It feels like a bathtub is like filling up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Blessings are pouring down. Mm-hmm. And it's splashing. It's kind of bizarre. It's nice. Splashing even.
We'll take it.
Okay. Filling up. Huh. Overloading, overrunning the tub full of blessings.
Okay.
It's one of those old tubs with feet on it. So it's full. Okay. Tub full.
Now ask her, what is there anything else you'd like to call in too?
What else would anything else you'd like to call in? To be feeling whole and loved and lovable, and so there's no shame of what happened, of her not being whole for a while, or pain or any of that.
So let that wholeness come in and everything else she asked for, and then just observe that just pouring in from above and filling her up.
Okay. So the wholeness returning.
Yeah.
Wholeness from above.
And just let me know when you pull up.
Wow. Feels like how you put a puzzle together, all the pieces go together. It's like clicking into place.
Yep.
It's clicking in.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. It even looks shiny and like, you know, what liver looks like? It looks like that shiny, nasty red.
Okay.
It just It looks like that, honestly.
So
all
is,
right.
Oh, is she full up now, or does she need a little more time to be filled with wholeness?
No. Plump, she goes. It's plump. Yeah, it is full.
Good. And remember, we're in the inner world. Magical things can happen really fast in here.
Okay. Yeah.
Ask her if there's anything else she wants.
Anything else you want? So her ability to hold a lot of light energy, that her heart will, instead of being broken with a big hole in it,
mm-hmm.
With a story, now she'd like her whole heart to be exuding like light.
Mm.
I guess light and love. I mean, so people will receive a blessing from her, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so call that in.
Yeah, call that.
Filled with light and love that radiates out to others.
So the light and the love will radiate out from her now, from the heart now.
Yeah, and just let all that energy pour in. And as before, let me know when she's saturated with that.
Okay, so light and love. It's like radiating, like the sun is shining. You know how those spokes of the sun kind of like radiate? It's like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really bizarre, but it looks like something you could draw. And it's a heart in the middle with all these spokes of like light going in all directions from the heart.
Lovely. So does she appear full up with that?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Really like a fat heart, like really like rounded, you know, like a pincushion, like looking kind of a thing.
Lovely.
And yeah.
Ask her once again, anything in addition she would like.
Any other conditions or any other stuff?
No. Anything else she wants?
Anything else do you want? She's good. She says a bubble maker.
We'll give her that. This is the inner world. We can give her anything.
Whatever.
Okay. So now,
yep.
Speak to all of the parts in your inner world. Ask if they're willing to come and hang out with her and welcome her to the family. Kind of show her around, get to know her. See if
okay.
It can step forward to be with her.
All the parts now. Or do you want to hang out with her? And hang out with her and be a part of the family and accepting her. Yeah. I see it like people holding hands, kind of like that.
Yeah. Okay. So now she's integrated in and
Ask
her, moving forward, is there anything more she'd like from you in the future?
Is there anything you'd like from me in the future? Self-care. More like self-care, like, so, so you feel more strong and there's no fear that will set in. If more self-care makes you like feeling more strong,
mm-hmm.
like that, like not the word protecting yourself, but monitoring yourself, self-care.
So she's asking you to do that for yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah. Like. Like, don't put yourself in a situation, like monitor and self-care.
Right.
And
that
kind of
thing. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so great. Agree.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will do that.
And just as a note, it's a standard recommendation of IFS once you've integrated a part. Just give it a quick check-in every day for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And that way, that way she'll have had time to settle in, get comfortable. Parts can go back out again. If they're So just, you know, a check-in might only take a few seconds, but just touch base, how you doing? Everything okay?
Okay.
And check and see if she needs anything every day for a while. Okay?
Yeah.
Would be great.
Do that. Yes.
Okay. So tell her you want to go check on her protector and ask her anything more she needs from you before you turn your attention elsewhere now.
She doesn't need anything else. She's beaming now. She's beaming. She's sitting there like just shining.
Sweet.
So okay. She doesn't need anything more.
So turn your attention back to that big Neanderthal protector that we first.
Okay.
Are you aware of it in your inner world?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ask it if it observed what you did with the wounded part.
Yeah. So yeah, answer is yes, and it doesn't exactly understand what happened.
Okay. But is she happy with what happened? Or the protector?
Happy with what happened. The outcome, yes. Didn't understand it, though.
That's okay. The understanding is not required. So tell this protector part now, it can now that it no longer needs to protect this part, it's been integrated. It's not a threat to the system anymore.
Right.
Ask it, is there some new role you would like to play now?
Is there any new role you want to play, protector part? New role. Doesn't know what that would be.
Okay. So tell it, obviously, it doesn't have the old role anymore. It doesn't have a...
Yeah. You no longer have your old role of protecting.
But tell it, ask it, would it like to just relax for a while until it gets an idea of what the new role will be?
You want to just relax until you understand what a new role could be here now? Yeah, it's going to take a break.
Okay, good. So tell it it gets a well-deserved break. It's been working hard. And whenever it's ready for a new role, just have it let you know, and you can work that out with it.
Okay, so you can take a break, and if you're ready for a new role, let me know. Okay, he says okay.
So ask this part if there's any unfinished business it has with you before you turn your attention.
Is there any unfinished business? No, he's complete with it.
So thank it once more for its help. In this process.
For your help and for this process. Thank you.
And now come out of the inner world and come back to relating only with me.
Okay.
So the final stage here is to check our work. So the issue we came in with was your reluctance to have medical and dental work done. Okay.
Yeah.
So the way to test this is now to imagine that you're going to the doctor or the dentist, the kind of thing that normally brings up a lot of fear and resistance.
Uh-huh.
Imagine doing that. What kind of emotional response are you having as you imagine doing that?
Okay, so I'm imagining going sitting in the dental chair. And they're bringing out the knives and crap to cut my tooth out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So what emotion?
I'm watching it. I'm just observing. I'm like detached from the worry of it. I'm just watching like it's interesting. I'm going to watch. You know,
And previously there would have been a lot of fear and resistance.
I would have been a freak in my pants. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. You can tell the difference now that you've integrated that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my prediction is that this will hold. And the next time you do need to go get something medical done, you'll be able to stay a lot more calm and matter of fact about it.
Right. Okay. Right.
Well done.
Because it feels like observing, not worrying about what could happen here. Yeah.
Right. And just a single integration can have that impact. So, well,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Wow. That I have to just marvel at that whole mod story. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like,
you never know what you're going to get when you do IFS.
And it makes perfect sense. Every time I've seen Indians and all that stuff, and I was afraid basically.
Yeah. Well, now that's why. And hopefully.
Yeah.
Put that to rest to entirely or to a significant degree. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Volunteering. We that was a great example of an IFS process. Well done.
Okay. All right. So bizarre.
Okay. I'm gonna mute you now.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you all.
All
right. So we're now going to open it up, and again, we're going to leave a moment just for members. So I'm unmuting now. So if there is a Awakening Plus paid member who would like to be next, this is the time to unmute yourself and step up. We have such polite members. It's amazing. not me. I'll let someone else go. Okay, last call for a member to do this before we open it up to non-members. Last call for a member. Okay, free for all. First come, first serve. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Cass, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Benjamin?
Well, you're a member. That's great. So welcome. So would you like to do an IFS process?
I would love to do an IFS process.
Okay. Now, just as a FYI for those on this live call, we're now nearly at the top of the hour. This may or may not take more than a half an hour. So it's possible we may go a little beyond 90 minutes. And that's just, it may happen if this goes long and you can't stay around, then just again, ask the allies to ease you out if you need to leave early. Okay. But we'll do a complete round for you, Cass. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Did you hear everything that we've done on the call so far?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel like you're in embodied awakening already?
Yeah, I do.
Then we don't need to do that part. So what is the trauma you'd like to work on?
So I'd like to work on a trauma I'm experiencing around the root. In particular, it's manifesting at the moment in a physical injury right at my root. And also, I feel it's deeply connected to some financial trauma. Is that enough information?
So there's a financial trauma. So tell me how this is handicapping you in the real world.
In the real world, I'm finding it. Obviously, I'm having a lot of pain and a lot of debilitation, and then just that level of pain and feeling like unrooted, I'm not able to actually connect to a financial version of abundance that is allowing me to move forward in my life.
Okay, so the wounding is the inability to create financial support. Is that the bottom line?
Yeah. Yes, for myself.
And there's also physical pain involved with that.
Yes.
Okay, so let me explain a distinction here with IFS. Now, IFS is a psychological modality, and it's not really designed for curing physical trauma or physical conditions. However, it has been repeatedly observed that a wounded part can aggravate a pre-existing physical weakness or injury. So sometimes doing IFS can result in a weakness or a physical problem being less problematical or sometimes not getting triggered again. So I want to be
clear, it feels like
it really isn't designed for like permanent physical healing, but it can result in a wounded part that is triggering the physical pain for some reason to stop giving it that catalyst.
That feels very, very relevant. And through various modalities, there's parts that I think basically put the brakes on my physical body through shingles, through this injury that I have in my root at the moment. And it uses that lever basically.
Exactly.
Because maybe that's what it has available to it.
So am I clearly understanding that the main thing we're working on is the parts that are shutting down your financial flow?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is it okay if we make that our focus?
Yes.
Okay, so I invite you to step into your inner world. And again, you can do this out loud or silently, either way, and call up all parts within you that are involved in the restriction of your financial abundance.
Okay, I call up all parts of me that are pertaining to the restriction of my financial abundance.
And once you have any awareness of a part, let me know what you're perceiving.
Okay, the part that's coming up says I'm a lock.
A lock, okay.
A lock.
And are you getting a visual image of it or just a feeling?
At the moment, it's a feeling, and it's a feeling that's kind of like around my heart.
Okay. And what is the emotion you're feeling around this?
It feels constrictive. Mm-hmm. It's like quieting. if that's a word.
Okay. So restricted, quieting, kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that fits Locke pretty well. And by the way, I think I missed, when I saw the name Cass, we do have a member named Cass, and she spells it just that way, but I can hear from your accent that's not the same Cass. But if you're not a member, you're still welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank this part for showing up.
Thank you.
And my sense, I'm not certain, but I think this is probably an exile, a part that's wounded. So in IFS, we never work right up front with the exile. We always call protectors first, because if we don't work with the protectors and get the cooperation, they can undo the work afterward. So okay. Call forth any parts that are acting as protectors between the lock part and the rest of you, and see if any parts show up.
Okay, I'd like to call on any parts that are acting as protectors between this lock part and the other parts of my system.
And just wait and see what shows up.
All right, we've got a part who's coming forward whose name is Nathan.
Nathan, okay.
Nathan has a clipboard.
A clipboard, okay. Great. And what kind of vibe do you get off Nathan?
Nathan's, the word that's coming up is fastidious.
Okay. So he's...
Nathan's like tracking.
Right, he's a manager for sure.
Yes, this is a management protector.
Oh, totally manager. Okay, so thank Nathan for coming forward.
Thank you, Nathan.
And ask Nathan what he is afraid would happen if he were not doing his job.
All right, Nathan, level with me. What are you afraid will happen if you're not actually doing your job at the moment? He says all hell will break loose.
Okay. All right. Well, then thank him for doing his job.
Thank you, Nathan, for doing your job so well.
And ask him if he is in fact protecting the part that feels like a lock.
Are you protecting the part that feels like a lock? Yes.
Okay. So tell him you've come to heal that part. Ask if he would be willing to step aside and allow that healing to take place.
Nathan, I've come to heal this part, and I wonder if you will step aside to allow that healing to take place. He says he'll go on a break.
Great. Thank you. And
thank you, Nathan.
Let him step aside. So now we have proper access to the part. So approach this part that feels like a lock, and get close enough where you can feel it clearly. Do you have any sense of whether that part is aware of you being there?
Yeah, it feels almost like like when a magnet gets too close to its polarity, you know.
So are you? Are you being attracted or repelled by that?
It feels like both. It feels like just there's that feeling of pressure, like we're aware of each other now.
Okay, good. Okay. So ask this part what it would like to be called.
Okay, the part, what would you like to be called? It says the name is Aishana.
Aishana?
Aishana.
Beautiful name. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Ask Aishana if it's willing for you to help it heal.
Hello, Aishana. Are you willing for me to help you heal. Yes, yes.
Okay. So ask Aishana if it's willing to tell you the story of how it got to be this way, and ask it to do so, please, without overwhelming you.
Aishana, would you be willing to tell me the story of how you became this way in a way that won't overwhelm me? Yes.
Okay. So as the story unfolds, you can either relate the highlights as it goes, or if you'd rather just hear the story silently and let me know when it's over, that's fine either way. If you can relate it, that's helpful, but it's not actually required.
Okay. Aishanis says it's a cousin, like a cousin of Pandora. We all have that in us.
Okay.
This container. Like a room of requirement, like a Mary Poppins bag. It's infinite.
Mm-hmm.
They say the flow was so high, heavy, high.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious about something. Ask Aishana, are you protecting another part?
Aishana, are you protecting another part? Yes.
I thought so. Okay, so she is a protector. Okay. So thank her for protecting so well.
Thank you, Aishana, for protecting so well.
Ask her, tell her you've come to heal the part she's protecting. Would she be willing to step aside and allow that?
Aishana, I've come to heal the part you're protecting. Would you be willing to step aside and allow that to happen? She wants to be reassured that it's safe. She says,
okay.
Not safe.
Okay. So ask her if she's right there watching and can jump right back in and protect again if she needs to, would she be willing to allow the healing under that condition?
Aishana, if you were right there and could stay and jump back in at any point, would you be willing to allow the healing to happen and to step aside? Yes. Okay. Yes, I'll be close by. Okay.
So thank her for that and ask her to go ahead and step aside.
Okay, thank you, Aishana. Would you please step aside?
And now go past the protector and move toward the part that she was protecting. And you're feeling it, aren't you?
Yes.
So what emotion is this part having?
Grief, a lot of grief.
Big grief. You can see why it was being protected, right? Now, so ask this part if it is willing to allow you to help it heal.
Little part, are you willing to allow me to help you heal? Please, says please.
Okay, good. So tell it you want to do that, but ask it, tell it can't overwhelm you. You don't mind feeling grief, but if you are overwhelmed with grief, you can't help it. Is it willing to work with you in a way that it will not overwhelm you?
Okay, little grief pot. If I get overwhelmed, I can't help you. Are you willing to let me help you heal without overwhelming me? Yes. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. So ask what it would like to be called.
What would you like to be called? Little Ray.
Runaway?
Little Ray.
Little Ray. Thank you, Little Ray. Okay, beautiful. So tell Little Ray you would love to have it tell you the story of how it got to be in such grief. And that you would love to hear that now if it's willing.
Little Ray, I would love to hear the story of how you came to feel such grief, and I'll listen now if you're willing to share with me.
And then if you can relate the story as Little Ray tells it, that would be great. If it's not required, but that would help me to work with this.
Yeah. Little Ray says that they would start fires with just the light, just the ray they shone. They would start fires. They'd just be trying to shine, and they'd set the whole place alight.
Wow.
Little Ray felt so ashamed of all that power. Bringing destruction and pain when he was trying to bring light and heat and warmth. Feeling misunderstood, like some force of destruction.
Right.
And power that couldn't be quite controlled, a focus that had effects that were so powerful.
Yeah. Cass, if at any point you do feel overwhelmed, will you let me know?
Yes.
Okay, good. And is this you in this lifetime, or is this from somewhere else?
It feels across all my lifetimes.
Okay. So in this lifetime, you've had the experience of feeling like your energy was just too big and it was overwhelming, either literally or metaphorically?
Yes. And that focus, that singular focus, mm-hmm. That's interesting, because that's something that feels like a double edge, you know.
Okay, good. So ask Little Ray if there's more you would like to share.
Little Ray, do you have anything more you'd like to share with me? Oh, yes. Little Ray says, I couldn't let myself become Big Ray. Hide Little Ray away. Little Ray is connecting to solar energy, letting me know I'm a source of life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a disinfectant.
So there's a lot of energy here. Are you okay with the intensity of this field here?
Yes.
Can you feel how Little Ray is opening up and letting its light shine more powerfully right now?
Yeah.
And you let me know if at any point you're overwhelmed, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Ask Little Ray if there's more it would like to share with you.
Little Ray, do you have anything else you'd like to share? Little Ray said, your name is Claire.
Claire.
Which is, then this came through to me as your name is Clear. Little Ray, your name is clear.
Is there anything more Little Ray would like to tell you?
Little Ray, do you have anything else you would like to tell me? Your name was Fear. So eager to rise. Says, I've been calling out. He's upset with me. Upset for locking it up. Just sad. Not angry. Feels like Little Ray feels like they've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to be bad. Doesn't want to hurt anything.
Yeah. Is it true that you had to shut Little Ray down when you were younger? Because it was just, there was just too much bad things happening because your light was so strong and people couldn't handle it?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So Locke was probably a very young part of you, and Locke did the best it knew how.
Yeah.
So tell Little Ray that you apologize for shutting it down.
I'm sorry, Little Ray. I'm sorry I shut you down.
Tell her at the time you just didn't know what else to do.
At the time, I just didn't know what else to do.
Are you willing to bring Little Ray back into the family now?
Yes.
Do you feel like you can handle the power of Little Ray?
Little Ray just got out little pom-poms and said yes.
So ask Little Ray, is there anything more he wants to share?
Little Ray, is there anything else you want to share? Because I've been waiting. I'm excited. I want to be your cheerleader.
Ha 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 ha, sweet. Okay, so tell Little Ray that in a moment, they'll have a chance to unburden any remaining pain.
Little Ray.
Go ahead and say that.
Little Ray, in a moment, you'll have a chance to unburden any of this pain that's remaining.
But first, if they like, they can reimagine the events to come out happier. And ask Little Ray, would you like to reimagine what happened to come out in a better way?
Yes. Okay, Little Ray, would you like to reimagine first what happened so that the events came out a different way? Yes.
Okay. All right. So I think Little Ray has got this. So just watch and be present with Little Ray as Little Ray reimagines these events in a happier way. And just let me know when the reimagining is complete. As before, this is reconsolidation. It actually changes the memories and reduces the trauma.
Yeah, Little Ray's reimagine that now.
Yeah. Okay, good. So now, ask little Ray now if they would like to come be part of you to do the rest of this work. Come into your little space.
Little Ray, would you like to come back and be part of our family system and continue this work together? Please. Yes, please.
So let me know when little Ray has come within your body to be part of the internal family.
Yeah, little Ray's come back.
Okay. So the next phase is the unburdening. And tell little Ray that they can release these old wounds any way they like. But common ways that it's done is with fire, burn it up, bury it in the earth, have water wash it away, have the wind blow it away, have spirit either lift it up or transmute it to love and light. Ask little Ray what element or method they'd like to use to get this unburdening done.
Little Ray, what would you like to help you? Yeah, little Ray is choosing the fire of the sun.
Why am I not surprised?
So predictable, little Ray.
So just have little Ray burn up any remaining pain in that fire. And just let me know when that burning up of pain is complete.
That's it. That's done.
Good. All right. Then ask little Ray if they now feel completely unburdened.
Little Ray, do you feel completely unburdened now? Yes, little Ray is dancing.
Yay. Okay. So now ask little Ray, what would they like to call in? New energies, abilities, talents, skills, anything at all? What would they like more of?
Little Ray, what would you like to call in? What would you like more of? Fun. Little Ray wants fun. Oh, Little Ray wants dancing.
Yes, so.
Little Ray wants heat and warmth. And.
So have all that just pour into Little Ray and saturate just as much as Little Ray can hold for highest good. Let me know when all that's in there.
Yes, little rays filling right up on all of that. Yeah, all good.
Ask little Ray, is there anything further that they would like to call in?
Little Ray, is there anything further that you would like to call in? Little Ray wants to call in being best friends with all the other parts.
Okay, so call that in, and at the same time invite any other parts of the internal family to come be with little Ray and be little Ray's friend.
All right. All everyone, if you want to come in and be little Ray's friend and just really show little Ray that you're all here together and that little Ray's part of it. Everybody's got their metaphorical arms around each other. They're all heads together in a circle.
Yeah, what a big group hug there.
Yeah, that's it. Little Ray's in the middle.
Yay.
Okay. Surrounded, contained.
Lovely. So ask little Ray anything further that they would like to call in.
Little Ray, is there anything further that you need? Visibility. Yeah.
Are you willing to give little Ray visibility?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So that will involve you being more visible out in the world. Are you okay with that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So agree to that and ask little Ray if anything else that they would like.
Okay, Leroy, I will do that for you. Is there anything else that you would like? A kiss. Okay, there you go.
So ask little Ray if they're agree with you for now.
You done? Yes, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Okay. So finally, any future thing little Ray would like you to do besides shine bigger? Any personal connect with little Ray, for example, moving downstream?
Anything else, though? Little Ray says, there's dog level happiness waiting for me.
Okay. So thank Little Ray. And now turn your attention back to the lock part.
Thank you, Little Ray, for that. And little lock part, I'd like to just turn my attention back to you.
Let me know when you perceive the lock part.
Yeah, I can perceive the lock now.
So ask the lock if it's happy with what has happened with little Ray.
Lock, are you happy with what's happened with little Ray? Yes, I've been clamped very tightly. That's energy, effort.
So tell the lock that it doesn't have to do that anymore now that little Ray has been, you know, healed and integrated. So ask lock, what would you rather do now that you would really enjoy?
Okay, look, you don't need to do that anymore now that little Ray's been healed and integrated. Is there anything that you would like to do instead? Look wants to take a bath.
Take a bath, all right. So tell it that's fine.
Totally fine.
So after the bath, is there any new role it would like to take?
After you have a bath, is there any new role you would like to take on, Locke? Locke said it'll just lock and roll with the punches.
Ha 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 ha, punster part. Good. So are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
So give it a thumbs up on that.
Thank you, Locke. Locke seems a lot more mellow.
Good. And ask Locke if there's any unfinished business before you turn your attention elsewhere.
Locke, do you have any unfinished business that you would like before I turn my attention elsewhere? Okay. Okay. Locke says, don't forget you have the key, which is a message from Chiron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you feeling complete with Locke?
Yeah, I feel complete with Locke.
Okay. And then we had the part with the clipboard, Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Nathan. Yep, Nathan's good. He's like, I'm ready to come off break whenever you need me.
Ha ha ha. So ask Nathan if there's a different part that Nathan would like to play now that things have changed.
Nathan, is there a different part that you can play now that things have changed? Nathan would like to be like the cruise director, like the activities director, like the recreation coordinator.
Nice. So are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that. Yes, he wants to monitor more fun.
All right, so tell him you'd be happy to have him do that.
Nathan, I would love it if you would play that role for me. Thank you. Okay.
And ask Nathan if there's any other matters that he would like to discuss with you before you turn your attention elsewhere.
Nathan, is there anything else that you would like to discuss with me before we look elsewhere? Nathan just says, nothing's too much, just needs the right container.
Sounds pretty abundant.
Mm. That is, it just came to mind like a laser, you know, like a really powerful laser is able to be incredibly valuable. It just needs to have the right containment around its power.
Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. So step away from Nathan and now you're out of your inner world and interacting with me. That was all about you opening financial abundance and having less physical pain and no constriction in the root chakra. Am I remembering all that correctly?
Yes.
So tune into all that. How does the root feel now?
It does feel more relaxed.
Okay.
And I'm in less physical pain as well.
Good. What is your sense of your potential for abundance now?
God, I just feel so, just so gonad, you know, and it feels so much broader and wider and more expansive as a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Can I offer?
It feels quite limitless.
Can I offer my feeling about what's happened in this little session here?
Please do. I really would appreciate your wisdom as always mentioned.
The part you freed, Little Ray, you know, there was, as Little Ray was opening up, that was a lot of power and vitality. Could you feel how intense that was?
Yeah.
So because all that vitality and power had been locked away, it wasn't available to help you with your abundance.
Yeah.
And now that Little Ray is integrated, and do you feel how much more vital you are now, how much more energy you have as a result of this process?
Yeah, and I can feel it around that heart space that felt that initial constriction.
Right.
It's interesting.
So my sense is this new energy of integrated should be very helpful in achieving more abundance, you know, financial and otherwise. And I think the other concerns, there should be, I would predict less physical pain and, you know, the root chakra working better and all that. So I think, you know, reclaiming, healing and reclaiming that huge vitality that was just too big for the adults when it was showing when you were a kid, you know, now you're an adult.
Yeah.
That big now. Yeah.
That's so, it. Oh, thank you, Benjamin.
I think you're in the environment now where you can be large and just be willing to be as big as you're here to be. two ideas are coming forth. One thing I learned in an early plant spirit ceremony when, I mean, the energy was just so intense and I didn't feel like it felt just too big for what I was. And after suffering for hours with intensity that just felt overwhelming, I had the realization, oh, I can make myself big enough to contain this. And I asked my energetic field to expand. And in an instant, the exact same intensity that had felt overwhelming now was comfortable because my container got bigger. So
yeah,
if you know, the energy of Little Ray is really big and it feels like uncomfortably large, you might just try asking your higher self, please make me large enough to comfortably contain this. And it can literally expand your energy field to be big enough for that energy.
Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, thank you.
That might be worth a try if you know, Little Ray's largeness is problematical for any other part of you. Okay.
Yeah.
So that might be a helpful thought. And I just feel all that. I felt that vitality really viscerally. So I know you're going to have a lot more energy to make money or do whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Thank you, Benjamin.
You're welcome. Do you feel complete with the work?
Yes, I do.
And let me just mention, what we just did is now part of a course inside the Awakening Plus membership. Just a few days ago, I put up something called the, I'm not remembering the exact name, but it was the self-guided IFS, Internal Family Systems Therapy. And there's a little bit of intro with me talking about it. And then there's a MP3 of me doing this process pretty much like we've done it here, where I give the prompt, a little bell rings, you pause the recording, you do that little bit of the process. And then when that bit is done, you turn the recording back on and I give you the next step and explanation is needed. And basically I walk you through the entire sequence like we just did it here twice, or very similar. And I've gotten feedback from three members who've done it and had amazing experiences. And they said, oh my God, it was so powerful, and surprisingly so. So I'm now confident that the pre-recorded prompts can take a person through this process effectively, because three members have said it worked. So anyone who joins Awakening Plus can have that as part of the membership now, this brand new course that guides you through an IFS process similar to what we've done here. So anyone who's interested, you can just go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. You got $1 for 30-day trial. If you decide to stick around, it's just $19 a month after that. If that's more than you can afford, just let me know and I'll drop you to $9 a month for exactly the same thing, scholarship rate. So I'm trying to have really awesome offerings that are also really affordable. So if anyone's interested, that's how they can check it out. So that feels complete. We actually came in pretty close to 90 minutes. We're just 7 minutes over that. So I'm going to peek and see if there's any question. Actually, no. What I'm going to do now is close the container. And then I'll check the questions. Anyone wants to hang around a little bit after the closing? I know some people may need to go, so I want to honor their time by closing the container officially right now. So I invite everyone to close your eyes. Inti quinti allies, thank you so much for this beautiful container to do our IFS work. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of those still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, container is closed. If anyone has to rush off, feel free. I'll mention before we open up to comments and such, I've already talked about the Awakening Plus membership, but if you want to check out my private services, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, IFS, all at astroshaman.com, astroshaman.com. Check that out if you're interested. And let's open it up to any feedback. And I'm just far enough from the monitor. I'm trying to figure out the glasses here. Okay. So checking if there's anything that's appropriate to share. Oh. Cass commented, I saw that part earlier. It was bleeding and a mess. So, wow, Cassie actually had the psychic impression. It's amazing. Okay, so we have some unmuted folks. Please feel free to speak and share.
This is Deanna. I was just looking to make sure if there was somebody else unmuted as well.
You're the only one right now.
This is common with calls with you, but I actually woke up this morning with some real heaviness around the tailbone, and my hips didn't feel as flexible. And then all day today, the same discomfort and my low back tightness and just a lot of discomfort, not specific pain, but stiffness and constriction. And after Cass's experience on this call, it has completely released. And so I'm wondering if I energetically tune in to what will be happening, you know, later on in the evening, and experience some of it as prep for holding space.
That's totally possible. Yeah. I've seen phenomena like that for years regarding plant spirit ceremonies too. So that does happen.
Yeah. Found it very interesting. and both experiences. I am so grateful that Joanne and Cass were willing to do this with you tonight.
Me too. It was, so,
thank you.
Thanks for your service and being willing to have energy processed through you on behalf of others. That's a big service you're doing.
Yeah, it's it feels right.
Good.
So it's what I do.
Thank you very much. Okay, thanks, Deanna. Okay, floor is open for anyone else. Spirit's on. Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say how beautiful that was. And thank you, Cass, for your vulnerability, for your willingness. I didn't hear or see Joanne. I got here later. And so I just got in on right at the beginning with Cass. And I just wanted to thank you for your vulnerability, for your tenderness, for your openness to let us share in your journey and how beautiful that really was. And thank you, Benjamin, for the work that you're doing and the difference that it makes for all of us.
Mm, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Same to you. Thank you, beloved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, our love is showing to everybody.
Yes, Cass, I really was feeling that. I was so thankful as soon as you started to be able to hold that space and really holding you in my heart as you were going along through that very tender, vulnerable place. Mm-hmm. It's really an honor, truly.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Are you talking to me, Lovey?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was it. Thank you.
Thank you. I noticed that while you were talking, Cass typed, she said, thank you, Spirit Song, Indiana, and Benjamin, of course, and all who held the space for me. I felt very supported.
That's what I was responding to as well.
Thank you all. Y'all created amazing this work. And that goes to people on the recording, too. Your energy comes in and affects the live call from the future. So thanks to everybody. So Deanna, there's a written question, but Deanna, go ahead and jump in.
I just wanted to also mention that my experience with your self-guided IFS that you put up in the membership in the last few days was similar to Joanne's in the sense that it seemed to be past lives that I was carrying the trauma forward into these lives or into this life. And so I think you mentioned when Joanne was working through it that does happen fairly often.
I've had that happen.
I found that really interesting.
Yeah. Just can't keep it out. Nor would you want to.
And in some cultures, we're healing the generations behind and we're healing the generations forward. So
absolutely.
You know, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you. I so admire people like Deanna who are willing to step up and feel discomfort on behalf of others as part of their spirit work. So it's really beautiful. Thank you. Ed, go ahead, Spirit Song.
Yeah, I just wanted you to, I didn't want you to miss that Katie has a question.
Yeah, I was just getting to that. Thank you.
Okay.
Katie asks, what if you don't get any visuals for the questions? Visuals are actually not necessary. I've worked with clients who just had a feeling in the body. Or basically any way you perceive the inner part is legitimate. Any perception of any kind at all is enough to work with. So you don't have to see it at all. Some people are not visual and they just have kinesthetics, or they hear, you know, any perception at all is fair game with IFS. Yeah, it's very flexible. Great question. Anybody else with any questions or comments?
Hello, this is Joanne again.
Hey, Joanne.
I wanted to say that after my session, it was so bizarre. I had hiccups. I got really bad hiccups, and I just kept going on and on and on. So I don't know what that was, but that was pretty funny. I was just thinking, you know, this lifetime about the times when I would go travel with my family when I was a little girl, going to northern Minnesota to Indian reservations, and, you know, driving by them and going to Wisconsin and seeing powwows. Mm-hmm. I always had a fear of it. The Indians were going to scalp me or something. It was really, so I was just thinking about all that, you know, and now it makes sense because if this was in my, it stays like in your DNA or something, right? I mean, that memory somehow.
It can. Yeah.
Because I remember that, and I would have no reason to be afraid of Indians, but I remember as a little girl, I was really afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And my father had a friend in Wisconsin who was a friend of my uncle, and his name was Jack Bearheart, and he was just a nice Indian man. And he lived on this lake, and I was truly afraid of him. It was bizarre. And so these memories are flying into my brain now after this session. It's like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So thank you all so much. It's I think I'm going to be processing this a while.
Maybe. Sounds like there's a lot of rich material there. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. But the very first thing when I saw the heart, it was like, you know, like when somebody is dead and you have them in the morgue and they're taking the body parts. It was like the heart was taken out, and it was like damage, like there was a big chunk out of the front of it. It was just really gross. Like, you know, it was like, that was an image. And I went, wow, you know, so the whole thing was kind of shocking tonight. That kind of, I guess there's no other word for it. It's shocking, I guess, you know, but, after we get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Well, the inner world can be graphic and, always for good cause. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel good, like, you know, like I'm in an observation mode now. I'm not in the fear mode. That's a big change.
Yeah.
So thank you all. And I wanted to say, you know, I tried the IFS thing on my own. Recently I was reading the thing and I was, listening to your voice. And then I wasn't getting an image or anything. It was kind of bizarre. I was, you know, so for me doing it, it didn't work as well as me hearing you with the questions and the procedure of it. It was easier having you assisting and other people holding space.
Well, that's obviously an optimal scenario, but
yeah,
designed to give access to that technology for those who might not have the ability to do it in this kind of container. Yeah,
right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But I wanted to say, yeah, it actually flowed easily tonight. Yeah. Okay. So thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. So grateful that you stepped up and did this. Thank you again.
Okay. I just think it's like what happens, what shows up, that's like mind blowing, really. I don't know.
Yes, it's amazing stuff. It really is.
Okay. Thank you.
So Deanna says she gets an inner knowing more than visuals. And then she said, my pleasure, Joanne, we are rewriting data. You no longer need to hold the fear of our indigenous people. Thank you for being so open with us. Yeah, beautiful. Well said. Okay. Any other feedback or questions or anything from anyone? Going once. and going twice. The energy is so sweet right now. So we'll wrap it up. Thank you all so much for being part of this, whether you're live or on the recording. That was wonderful. I really enjoyed doing that and hope you got some good insights as well. Again, if you want to learn more about IFS, of course, the course in Awakening Plus is there, but there's actually a section on astroshaman.com. If you go to astroshaman.com, scroll to the very bottom, and down there is the word resources. And then that will take you to my resources page, and it has several little titles near the top. One is Internal Family Systems Therapy, and you click that, and it'll go to several resources. There's a podcast and a couple of books and other stuff that will kind of clue you into learning more about IFS. Again, I've found it to be an extraordinary modality, and for some things, it just works better than anything else I do. So I'm really excited to be facilitating that now. So now, or to be legally proper, to be facilitating IFS-inspired therapy, since once again, I'm not a certified IFS practitioner, but that's not actually legally required to be able to do it. So thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon. Be well.